شايل الباك بتاعي في الماين جيم وي كان اند هوبفلي ذات ورك اوت فور تو تن.
What do you think has been the key for you to have this success so quickly at this level?
I think it's a lot of it's just watching the guys, some of the veterans around the team, see how to go about day-to-day things and just how to get their work and how to get their team over. And then the coaching staff kind of just keeping it online, help the time go on season as well, up and down. So just trying to stay as level as you can throughout it.
Is there anything that surprised you since you've been at this level?
I mean, not a ton. You kind of get used to it throughout the minor league season, more with like playing games every single day. But you know, you see the guys on TV and before, and you know, they are superstars. But when they're really down there, it's important to help you out and do that. That's the team that's capable.
Yeah, big night personally, but I mean, to help the team win after kind of a bit of a rough stretch, how nice is that to be able to climb up a night like that?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, especially coming back in a game like that, which kind of gives you, if you have a couple of those, gives you that confidence. And let's say you're down by two in the third inning, or however, whatever. You know that you've done it before and you're coming back and you're helping you like that.
Second time in the last 3 weeks that you've had five or more RBIs in a game, how good does it feel to be that guy to come through in those situations with guys in sort of position to work on for even as a young player?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, it's just kind of what. I agree with everyone that says it's good enough to bat in big moments and delivering the guys in front of you. So, you know, it says a lot about the guys in front of you as well from being on base there. But yeah, it's just still trying to get a good fit and put the best in there.
This is your first time catching Carlos since joining the organization. You know, after that second inning, things were really well. You shed any light on the adjustment of the conversation you guys had after that,
Yeah, I think it was just kind of figure out what he was doing best today, and that was kind of starting to throw a lot more curveballs, a lot more changeups, and he was executing those really well, and that kind of allowed for like contact early and just ground balls and fly balls, and kind of able to get through those next couple innings quick, and especially when you guys 5 times in 4 days, then going 5 2/3 and two for a bullpen and keeping them fresh throughout the stretch.
You mentioned the veteran, but do you feel like the thing you got going on with Murphy here, the you know PH catcher sort of duo, kind of helped you in terms of learning and developing as a rookie?
Yeah, completely. I mean, him and Sandy being here. I was with Sandy a little bit last year, and Murphy was pretty crazy the year before, and just kind of just kept going at the start of this year, and then off to the bench, and learning as much as I can. They sit down with me and see the innings and stuff like that, start talking about pitch calling and stuff like that. So just having them around and seeing what they do and then helping me keep them in the business.
Speaking of veterans, Iggy, another really good inning. How's the progression been between you two? You've obviously played a lot better over the last month, 2 months. So what's that been like?
Yeah, I mean, you saw the run he went on last year, and I was watching on TV and stuff. So you know the pitcher he can be, and I don't know exactly what it was, but it was just sharper the last couple outings, and it was a lot of fun to catch. I mean, he was able to throw some different pitches where he wanted, so he had good stuff. He's been able to get that stuff back. Exactly.
Guys added a number of starters, not just Carlos, but Joey, Eric, out of the organization. How does preparing to catch those guys differ when you didn't have spring training with them, if you haven't spent a lot of time with them? How do you try to, I guess, expedite that process and get it going?
Yeah, I mean, just conversation. I mean, they've all been changing. They're super open and talking about what they like to do in certain situations where they want to throw a certain pitch in a certain location, what pitches they have, what's the best stuff. You kind of have to talk to them through it, because when you haven't been back there behind the prison as well, it's a little bit different than just watching them in the video. So, and then it's just continued conversations throughout the game, and just what they want to throw, they like to throw, and then when they get more and more starts, they need to start to get that connection and start to do a little better.
A bunch of the pitchers have talked about how you seem like a veteran behind the plate. Why do you think that is?
Yeah. pretty nice compliment for them. But I'd say I just try to hear what they have to say. They've been through it all. They face a lot of fear, so I'm trying to listen to them. And if they have an opinion or how they want to talk to their, I mean, I'm going to go with that. So they've been there, they need a lot of it. So I'm going to trust that and then kind of figure out why they do it that way and kind of learn for myself and just a bit of money.
Thank you.